Hi, class. This is Jacob Edwards. I'm here today with Kevin Bowen. He's the owner of Haywood Bedding in Waynesville, North Carolina. We're here to talk today about entrepreneurial growth. So, Kevin, your business, like we said, is called Haywood Bedding. Do you want to describe what kind of products you sell?
Yes, it's anything to do with the bedroom, basically. Mostly mattresses of any type, innerspring, foam, latex, memory foam, headboards, frames that they sit on, metal or wood, some pillows, some sheets. Small business, so we don't hold as much as a lot of people do.
And how long has this business been at this location, or as a entity, legal entity? How long have you been running it?
Since 1994, so we're looking at 26 years. Started really as a wimp. A friend of mine had a manufacturing business, and we were going to do it together, and I ended up doing it by myself on the retail end.
And right now, we're sitting in your showroom floor, but it's my understanding that you also have additional warehouse space that you store some of your product in. Have you always had additional warehouse space, or when you started out small, did you have to store kind of everything on site?
Well, that's a good question. You're sitting in my warehouse when I first started. It's about 2,200 square foot back here, and I just shoved the mattresses and the box springs and everything else I could in here, and I've got 1,100 square foot out front that I retailed out of. As it grew probably quicker than I thought it would. I didn't know the business would do that well, and I had to go off location to get a warehouse and rack them up in there that probably four or five times the inventory I had in here. So I did have it off. I did bring it back about a year ago. I've got a separate building right next to this one that I retail and warehouse out of because the business has changed over the years, especially the last 3 to 5. I also bought a semi-tractor trailer out there to and I racked it up, and that's where I keep the other inventory.
So that's an important thing, I guess, for entrepreneurs to think about is you're not always going to be maybe in that same small space. So always have thoughts out there of how you can expand into adjacent locations, or always have an eye out for where a larger location you can have everything move to. So with your business, is there anything that influenced you to start the career and how you run the company now? You mentioned starting with a friend. Was there other options out there for you?
I hadn't really thought about this business. I was in the truck stop business prior to this and sold out of my part out of that. And then I had a friend that manufactured mattresses. So we were going to do this together. And that's how I got into this. It was just one of those freak things. One of the Waynesville Furniture was here, and they were going out of business, so I knew I could pick that bedding line up when it didn't work out with me and my friend as the manufacturer.
And so when you're looking around at your products, obviously there's a lot of mattresses here. How do you determine where to source your mattresses from and what models and product lines to carry?
You mean what manufacturer to carry and things like that?
And if they have different product lines, so it's like Ford, to carry the Focus versus the Fiestas and stuff like that. I don't know if there's those kinds of levels of mattresses.
There is. The specs determine the quality and what you're really going to rely on. I've had three manufacturers in here. They are all either individually owned or employee-owned companies. I haven't gone with the big S brands or the things like that, because they determine your cost and your and what you sell it for. You don't get the personal taken care of, let's say. As far as the styles you carry over the years, you learn that the coil counts determine a whole lot, and the quality of the density of foam determine a lot. So the less expensive the product is, the less coils it has, so forth. You got to have those. Mm-hmm. Foam, you got to have the less density foam. But that determines to me, and I just step it up, and it steps your price up. So if you want a 1, 3, 5, 7, 10, 12, 15-year warranty, you've got to realize that the 15 has better product specs in it to last longer.
And so with those, obviously, to grow your business, you form those strategic partnerships. Is there anything that you do to strengthen those partnerships? Do you guys ever have regular meetings, or how often do you review their new products and stuff like that?
Today it's mainly over over the internet. They always offer you to come and see experience the thing, but usually they're 5 to 8 hours away, or they want you to come to like the Hickory Furniture Mart, which is a big event, and I don't really take the time to do that. I'm specialized in this business. Over the years, I learned to go by specs, what's in it. Once they show me that, I can have it shipped here, and if I don't like it, I can ship it back. It works, you know, when you work with individuals like who I'm working with now, it's a one owner. I'm important to him because I don't carry anybody else. I get the, you know, any discounts that he's going to give a big retailer that does twice or three times the business I have. So the relationships are better for me to go with somebody that's like me, just a one owner type deal, and get the best product for the best dollar. Then I can pass that on to the retailer at a lower cost.
All right. And you mentioned that they have the opportunity for you to try the products out. So does that mean like you would go out there and spend the night or take a nap in the beds, or what does that look like?
I'm kind of lazy. I don't travel 5 or 8 hours. If they tell me they have a new product online and this and that, and they give me the specs, you know, I can kind of tell what it is. Then they'll ship it to me. I can lay it on the floor here and look at it and lie on it and do things I need to do and see if I like the feel of it. Do I like the make of it? Does it hold up to the big brand names? And so I don't have to do the traveling. If I don't like it, they'll pick it up next truck and ship it back. So saves me the time and the money to do that. And they're coming this way anyhow to bring me product they already have. So it works out great for me.
In my mind, I like to imagine that if I was the owner of a mattress store, I would spend a lot of time doing research and development into just taking naps and testing out products and stuff like that. So that's what I'm imagining you really do. But I'm teasing. So did you need any kind of formal training for your career? A lot of entrepreneurs like Larry Page from Google, you know, they go through high school, they never get college degrees or stuff like that. Is there any kind of formal training you might recommend for entrepreneurs?
In this business, I was kind of thrown myself into it. I wouldn't recommend that for everybody. If you can go work for a brand name retailer of mattresses or something, they'll give you all the training you need. And from that point, you can decide maybe whether you want to go into the business yourself. They have all the programming and so forth. Like I said, I had a buddy that was in the manufacturing part of it, so I learned the specs, what it was made of type deal, and that's what got me into it.
And besides your store, I'm aware that you also have a business relationship with Penske Truck Rentals. So how did you look into, obviously Mattress Store is not a high traffic foot volume the business location, so it's really a great idea that you've decided to partner with Penske and allow them to use some of that extra space for parking and stuff like that you have to store your trucks, and then drive additional revenue by having people come in and rent those vehicles. How did you kind of find out about the opportunity?
Well, the opportunity came to me. Penske came to me 2 or 3 times wanting to do this. They had a local guy that was running their agency here, and it wasn't doing the job they wanted him to do as far as hours being open and things like that. And I turned it away because, you know, we specialized in mattresses basically, and I didn't want something else here. But as third or fourth time he came and we started talking about what our obligations would be and what their obligations to us would be, I got 2 employees besides myself, and, you know, we got to pay the bills as well as anybody else. And I thought, well, if we could make enough commission off this to even pay our insurances, it would be worth the while. So I talked to them too, and we decided to go 100% at it, and it's worked out really well. So it actually came to me, and we've just made it work as a business. Some of these agents will take it in and not really work it. If you work it, you can make enough to justify the extra time at it and effort. It also brings in people that are moving in and out of the area, so it helps sales on the bedding part of it, the mattress part of it. So it's beneficial to us, and it's beneficial to Penske. We're a small business here, but we're either 1 or 2 in the region in sales every month, every year. So we're open 7 days a week. So instead of waiting on the customer to come in or doing things when you do it around here, we have time to do that. So it really paid off for both. both of us.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool opportunity for growth. So, in our readings for class, our book was called It's a Jungle in There, and it's by Steve Schussler, who is the founder of the Rainforest Cafe and other kind of entertainment restaurants. One of the chapters is about customer service and how to best treat your customers and how that can really help grow the business. In today's age, we're looking at kind of mattresses being more of an online product with Casper and Purple and Bear Mattress. How do you set yourself apart with your customer service so that you can have that one up above those kinds of online retailers?
Well, it's one-on-one contact. We're looking in each other's eyes and we're discussing what you're getting. You're feeling it. Any problems, any warranty claims, any thoughts, you can come directly to us. Besides, online, you'd have to either go to the internet or call them, but you're not going to get the personal touch and know who you're dealing with. Over the years, I've had several customers always come back and buy what they need just because they know us. We take care of any claims. We come out personally and do the investigation of everything. Online, they didn't do that. You basically have to send it to a third party for any retrieve of any monetary funds or anything like that.
And just one thing that while we're talking, I was thinking about is obviously mattresses are often found in hotels and motels. Have you ever kind of formed a strategic partnership with a local motel? I know the big chains usually have their own kind of vendors, but is there any kind of local motels or hotels that you've worked with to kind of supply them?
Over the years, we have individual owners of motel hotels will come here, and your big boys, as far as Marriott's and things like that, deal directly to the manufacturers themselves. Over the past 26 years, it's less of that and more just local people and things like that. It's hard to deal with them when the manufacturers will give them such a break.
Right.
Yes and no, occasionally.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, thank you for your time. I think we've had a lot of great content in here. So the class will appreciate it. And thank you again for your knowledge.
Thank you.